Okay, so Aaron Zimmer asked me the following question. It's on Yud Beis, Yud Beis. Easy to remember. The pasuk says, "Va'avarti ve'eretz Mitzrayim b'alayla hazeh." The keisicho b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim me'odam v'ad behema. So Rashi says. Rashi says, "V'avarti," he says, "K'melecha over mimakom umakom," like a king that goes from place to place. What does that mean? I don't know. But then he says, "U'b'ha'avara achas, u'b'rega echad kulan lokim." In one instant, they're all destroyed. Then Rashi later says, not too far later, "May Adam va'ad behema mi shehischo va'vera tchila mimenu maschela saparanius," which is the Adam. So Aaron Zimmer asked me, he says, that's the type of the Sanskrit? Because first Rashi says they died berega echad.
And Rashi's there talking about the behemoths as well?
Yes.
He says,
"Talking about
Adam."
Right.
No, he cases all the whole birds and trying the Adam of
Adam. It's one person. Yeah, we don't care how the behemoth got killed. The Adam got killed all one.
You don't care. But Rashi apparently did care because it says, "Berega echad kula mesu," and it's going on the case called b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim me'odam v'abehemah. So it's mashma that they all died instantaneously.
Rashi is saying it's going on both. Which one is it? Because it's going on the first part of the passage. Case involved the claw meaning b'chor adam. And behema means that he killed the behemoths also. But that was...
Yeah, you'd have to really...
As a
force the pshat. The case he called b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim means adam. And then it's going to say me adam v'ad behema. I mean, it doesn't fit in well.
No, it's not.
The pasuk seems to say, "The case called chover is on the other side of Emma," and Rashi says, "Kulim bereg echad meisu." So Rashi says to himself, "You have a mathematical impossibility. Did they all die instantaneously or not?" And apparently, right? Because apparently, Rashi wants to show the Gevuras Hashem that they died instantaneously. So once you say that they weren't instantaneously, you're taking away from the whole idea of the Gevuras Hashem. Right? So I wanted to answer Rashi. Rashi is a medrash. So it means like this. Let's take the first thing. Kimela cha'over mi makom makom. So what is Rashi telling you? Kemelecha over mimakom mimakom. That you see. Let me put it another way. What would if you had to engineer the killing of the Bukhara's? So, what would be the most frightening way to really strike fear into the hearts of the Egyptians? How would you do it? You wouldn't have them die in one time. You'd start on one end of Mitzrayim, go down one street, they all die, next street, keep moving around. They'd be going crazy because... they would feel, they'd say, there's a power here just moving from place to place and killing us. That would be the most frightening thing. I'm next. Next street's next.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But God did not do that. God did not do that. Why? Because then the appearance would be like an evil force. So that's why God wanted them to have the idea of Yichud Hashem as close as possible for them on their level to have an idea of what God is. So that's why he didn't do it that way. That way would not imply a melech. It would imply an evil force. So if avarti means kemelech, so they had an idea that it's a melech that's over, mimakom lamakom. But now Rashi has another idea. What does he say? Ubahavora achas. What exactly does bahavora achas mean? I mean, what does it mean? From one town to another town? It was all over Mitzrayim. So what does it mean, bahavora achas? It means that there was no, so to speak, epicenter of the event. Because, in other words, the event didn't spread out. That it started in the center, and then the death spread out. Because that would imply, if it were a physical force, that's the way it would work. Physical force works that the center, you bomb a town, the center gets bombed first, and then it spreads out. But that would mean physical. But God wanted to show the people, including the Egyptians, that he's not physical. So that's why Rashi says, Ba'avara achas. Ba'avara achas means simply that it could not be a physical force because it was simultaneous everywhere. So now they had an idea of a presence of a melech, like a presence of a melech. Not like an evil being, and not like a physical being, but the presence of a melech, havar achas. And that's really the main idea. That's Rashi, and they all died simultaneously, is the main idea to give them that concept that God doesn't work. God is not a physical force.
Not a struggle force.
There's no center of destruction from where it spreads out, but the destruction is simultaneously, so it can't be physical. Okay? And also, he's like a melech. He's like a melech. He's above and beyond a moving dangerous force. Okay? Now, when it says Me'odam Vad Behema, he wanted to teach them another idea. The other idea he wanted to teach them is, you see, if a person wants to kill somebody, so he'll usually destroy the person's belongings or their family before he kills the person. So they should suffer to see the destruction. But God didn't do that. Because God wasn't interested in making them suffer more. He wanted them to learn an idea that the one that the Adam, who was the miyayitz in the Avera, who began the Avera, that's where the onesh begins, to show what the onesh is.
I mean, it happened at the same time, but it was demonstrating that concept.
That's right. So when Rashi says it happened at the same time, Rashi is showing the fact that God's not physical.
Right.
And when Rashi says that it started with the behemoth, with the Adam, I'm sorry, because the Adam was the first one involved, so that was to teach the idea of onesh. So in every house, there were two ideas. First, the idea of onesh, the order of the event, which was Adam and then Behemoth, and that order was simultaneous throughout the entire Egypt to teach the people that there's no Hakshamas Habara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is non-physical, non-vengeful, but he teaches people ideas. So that's why it's no kasha.
There was a small lag.
What?
There was a small lag in each house.
Yes. Small lag in each house, but simultaneous.
So
So it's over Makom Makom.
What do you mean by small lag?
So Kemelech over Makom Makom means a dignity of a Melech. But he didn't. He wasn't over me Makom Makom. It was Bavor Achas. Because he's non-physical. So they remained. So that when you see the mistake is that when you learn the first Rashi, you think to yourself that that was the godless of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he killed them all in one shot. See, that wasn't the godless. The godless was killing them all in one shot meant that he's non-physical. So it doesn't matter in each individual case.
That's what he was teaching them.
That's right.
There's no force.
Exactly. It's not that God has to show how strong he is that he kills everybody in 1 second. That's not the idea. That's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that he's non-physical and there's no epicenter from where it spreads out like a physical force. So that doesn't matter who dies first. As a matter of fact, God wanted to teach me the idea that it's the Adam really that is responsible, so the Adam always died first. But it happened throughout Egypt simultaneously. That's the challenge.
What's Havar Achas teaching?
He's not physical. Because if it was more than one Havar, I mean, that would be like I said before. If we really wanted to scare them, it wouldn't be Havar Achas. It would be. And that's why there's no steering in Rashi. First he says, Kemelech over mimakom lamakom, and then he says, Bavar achas. Because he means that he's Kemelech.
Why over makom lamakom?
No, he means, because he's trying to show you that a Melech that's over mimakom lamakom has a certain dignity. That's the dignity of a Melech, he's over mimakom lamakom. So the dignity idea they got. But the dignity idea was really supported, as a matter of fact, by the idea that he's not physical. So what I'm trying to show you is you have to unravel the ideas in the Rashi. But most people think of only one idea, that God can do everything. So the fact that he did him, that he killed them all simultaneously, that was the big thing. That wasn't a big thing. That was a big thing in terms of showing that he's not physical. But it wasn't that he can kill them all in one swoop. Okay? All right, that's the question.
It fits in very well with all the makos in general, just to give them all the ideas about Hashem.
Right, right, right.
Very nice.
That I believe, is... Lo al yidei malach, v'lo al yidei shaliach, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. Bechvodo v'atzmo. It means that he demonstrated to them kvodo and atzmo. That kvodo is like a malach, and atzmo, he's not physical. Okay. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question from a Chumash tape from...